Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman is upset at a man for some reason, and says she's gonna give men one more reason to hate her. It's alright there, lady, because most guys still find you unattractive even with hair, so you haven't accomplished anything. It might even be the opposite, because now you're fetish material that more men than ever might find attractive. Also, why would men waste our time and energy hating her? We got better things to do than that or her. This is the same type of woman that screams at the sky, "Why aren't men dating me?" Up next, if you're one of the 80% of single men out there these days and your mom asks you who you're going to marry, show her your options. Between OF girls, single mothers, transformers, and fatties, you gotta swallow your pride to be with one of them. Someone needs to create a blind dating show where these are your options and where you have to go on a date with one of them. You'd probably go blind after you saw them with their clothes off. Number three, this former Harry Potter star started an OF page to get out of debt and now opens up about the shame she feels. She wasn't exactly a star, more like a C-list actress, and it sounds like her plan failed. She's probably lying and doesn't feel any shame. Once again, this story is an ad for her OF page, and she probably paid for this story to be written. Are we really supposed to feel sorry for her? Then again, maybe we should, because she got turned down by Ron Weasley. Moving on, more than 2,000 Starbucks baristas go on strike to protest their new dress code. They should be glad to have jobs with AI soon to replace them. Oh no, where will all the people with gender study degrees work now? They also don't seem to realize that people can just get their coffee at home from a machine that operates itself. Tell me you've never done any hard work in your life without telling me. Number five, back before Google Maps and even TomToms, your dad used to have to stop and ask for directions. That's probably the excuse he used if the cops pulled him over. I would have got lost and asked for help on payday two in the 90s as well, if I was an adult back then. Maybe we need to do what Australia does. Legalize this sort of work and not make it a criminal offense. No wonder Aussies are so laid back, because they can pay to get laid. Up next is someone going to take these three women up on their offer. They're looking to be spoiled as platonic friends. You take them out for dinner and drinks. You must have a car and stable income, and they will be checking your credit history, probably so you won't dine and dash them. They're a triple threat, all right. A triple threat of STDs. And you just know that these are the types of chicks that end up calling guys broke. Number 7, this simp says that American women thought he was unattractive, but that the Latin American women think that he's a Chad. Will someone please tell him that Latinas will do anything they can to get a green card these days? Dude looks like Prince Harry if he was ordered through Temu. Am I the only one that thinks she's fat and ugly? But then again, with such a punchable face, it's not like he has any choice or any better options. Even still, she probably thinks she deserves better. Moving on, this 13-year-old was great by 7 Egyptian migrants in Italy. I'm sure that they'll be free within a week, and it'll just be another case of Islamophobia. Just remember, guys, that without feminism, this insanity never would have started. They probably figured that they're so unattractive that no one would want to grape them. So maybe it was a way to get back at all the beautiful women out there and reduce the cooch competition in public. Number 9, this wonderful woman in Scotland ended her boyfriend, and she will be jailed for 8 years. I bet it'll get dropped to 4 years for good behavior. But if a man did this to his girlfriend, he'd be going away for life. If it ever gets to the point where if your girlfriend ends you, and she only gets 6 months to a year prison tops, then sleeping next to a woman at night in a bed will be one of the most dangerous things you can do. And the UK feminists are trying to free all women from prison, it seems. Up next, the study shows that children of liberal parents are more likely to have mental issues. You don't say. With my best Nicolas Cage face. But we don't need a study to tell us that. We're already living it every single day. We already know that your liberal mother is more likely to turn you trans more than anybody else out there. Increasingly, this is what it's like being a parent in 2025, protecting your kids from the pedo-Satan rainbow. Number 11, this Popeye's manager used a boomstick on a coworker over burnt biscuits. I initially thought this was a photo of the customer, but this is actually a manager. And the Starbucks employees think they have it hard because they have to wear uniforms now. At least their manager won't pump them full of lead if they don't dress correctly. Southerners also better stop saying "that really burnt my biscuit," or they might be next. This guy has some serious dedication to product quality, it seems. Moving on, Brandon says that Western civilization depends on generations of hyper-competent Caucasian males to keep the complex infrastructure running. Now those men will be retiring, getting fired because of their background, or not getting into the STEM fields in the first place. I used to think that the smart thing to do was to move to a small town and watch the collapse from a distance. But soon AI will replace those men using robots to maintain everything. And hopefully I'll own tons of shares in such companies. Number 13, speaking of competent males, Colleen says she wishes there was a nap where you could actually rent a middle-aged man to go with you as a woman to the mechanic to make sure you're not getting screwed over. In the olden days, that was the job of their husband, or their father if they were still younger. And here I thought that anything a man can do, a woman can do even better. Here's a novel idea. Maybe women can learn something about cars. Up next, when you ask a woman what they bring to the table these days, they say they are the table, and then wonder where all the good men went. I've seen better quality tables at IKEA. When women say they are the table, what they really mean is they want you to bring things to them like some sort of slave. What women are quickly learning is that the good men are staying single, and some are even sleeping around, but they're refusing to commit. I think she has to at least put a sandwich on that table if she wants men to show up to it. Number 15, are these boomers greedy? This guy and his wife paid off their stepdaughter's $415,000 mortgage in exchange for her house, and now it's only worth $310,000. And he's wondering if they should actually sue her. Sounds to me like the parents are just as stupid as the daughter. They should have checked the house value on something like Zillow before giving her the money. Or they should have just let it go back to the bank. I know I'm just going to trigger some boomers with this post. It seems to be a common occurrence lately. Moving on, here is the progression of females and their photos. They used to need men to take the pictures for them. Then they took selfies, and in another 5 years, they'll have AI render them into the part of the world that they want to be in, so it'll look like they can afford a 5-star lifestyle. It'll even give them tans and change their clothing for them. No one will believe photos or videos anymore. You'll have to live stream from various locations to prove that you actually went there. Even that might be suspect. Number 17, in a fight between 100 gorillas and one Gorlok the Destroyer, who would win? My money's on Gorlok. The stench alone would take out most of the gorillas. They'd be too busy vomiting to death to stop it. Those poor gorillas. But then again, maybe the gorillas could still win after Gorlok beat them all. Maybe Gorlok would die of indigestion after trying to eat all of them. In that case, even if Gorlok wins, they them still loses. Up next is 5-foot-nothing trans man is upset because random guys keep laughing at how short he is, and he feels inferior, because even short men are considered to be 5'6", so now he's considering height-altering surgery. But the tallest he can be is 5'6", which would still be short. Hey dude, how's that male privilege treating you? Don't you see and feel the almighty power of the patriarchy yet? And if you're going to complain about height, then maybe you just need to go back to being a girl. Number 19, looks like the left can't meme again. This is supposed to be an insult turning down brown women, corn, becoming trans, men and working girls, among other things. As if those things are viable alternatives. It's hard to figure out who this is trying to insult. As far as I'm concerned, opening that door is worse than being lonely. Men want a long-term relationship with a woman they can have sex with on a regular basis. None of those things provide that except maybe the brown girl. Moving on, people often say they want to go back in time and kill a certain Austrian painter while he's still a small child. But Ryan says he's never heard anyone say they would show him love and care and make him a better person. What a great idea. Someone should go back in time and give him the right training and guidance, and maybe he would win the second time. In an alternate universe, he did, and I'm speaking German instead of English. I guess necessity is the mother of all invention. Number 21, every man wants one thing, and it's a fully automated machine gun in their car. This kind of reminds me of the first Death Race film. As for me, what I really want is the state getting off my back and to stop charging me all those taxes. So far, I've been able to outrun the inflation tax through Bitcoin and tech stocks, and I'm rapidly outrunning capital gains tax with tax-free investment accounts. The others are harder to outrun, but I'll do it in the end. Up next, Amanda jumped into a freezing river in Alaska to save her dog. She died, and 4 months later, they found her remains still clutching the dog she tried to save. The fur baby's life was more important than her own. But it all makes sense because he was her bedmate after all. I can understand doing anything to save your pet, and it's part of your family. If she had just gone upstream, he might have climbed down on his own and they both would have survived. Number 23 is Bruce Springsteen, still the boss. No, because he looks like a discount Ellen DeGeneres, or geriatric lesbian truck driver, or possibly like Rachel Maddow chopping wood at her cabin. But I don't care what anybody else says. It looks like Bruce has developed a fine set of knockers. But Bruce Springsteen was never the boss. He was more like the comrade. Here's Bruce paying tribute to Joe Biden by falling on stage. Moving on, this has to be the most racist thing I've ever seen. In the 1950s, a Belgian father brought an African child for his daughter's entertainment. That he put that kid in the birdcage because he was afraid he would hurt them or get them pregnant or something. But this never happened because it's just a joke. The cage doesn't have a bottom, he can just stand up and leave it anytime he wants, if the girls weren't holding it down. Number 25 and the last one looks like Diddy aged 20 years in the span of 6 months in jail. He's probably low on baby oil as well as hair dye. He's almost 60 after all, but he's really more likely low on adrenochrome. Plus he's no longer getting his weekly celebrity facials. Meanwhile, J-Lo won't face any accountability even though she was his girlfriend and participated in his freak-offs. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.